It's us.
Hi.
We're the podcasters.
It's us. Welcome to our podcast. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Sam.
We're the Sibs. And you're listening to Swift and Swigs with Sibs.
That's right. This is the podcast where a brother and a sister discuss two of their favorite things, Taylor Swift and cocktails.
Every episode, we will choose a song from Taylor Swift's 200-plus song catalog. We'll each pair a cocktail with that song, and then we will break down our favorite musical mixology moments. Hey, Sam, are we ready for it?
I think we are. Hello, Swiggies. Hello, Rachel. Hello, Santa Claus.
Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus.
Oh, boy.
Right down the Taylor Swift lane.
She's still coming. Rachel is wearing her Santa hat, and I can only imagine why. This is, we are in our holiday season era, Rachel.
Yes, it is
that damn season. So
I mean, is there no greater phrase than "tis the damn season"? Did we have that phrase at Christmas before that became a Taylor phrase? I don't know.
Taylor invented Christmas. Okay,
let's just
acknowledge. Let's say state
Merry Swiftmas, y'all. Here we are.
Here we are, Rachel. This is episode 48. I'm so excited to get into this one with you. We've probably got some tea to talk about, but I'm going to get this out of the way first. Not that it's a burden, but I just want to say we got some new listeners. We got a new country alert this episode, Rachel.
Bing,
bing, bing, bing. This time,
is that our jolly new country?
Yeah, that's like alert. The holiday version of
holiday
the new country alert song. Bing bong. Fa la 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 la. The listener comes from South Africa.
Ooh. Oh.
And so welcome to our podcast. This is me attempting to say hello and welcome in your language of Afrikaans. Okay, here we go. Hello and welcome. It's essentially the same thing. I have a friend, Joan. Joan, if you're listening right now, I believe you follow our Swift and Swigs podcast Instagram. But Joan and I met like 15 years ago in Argentina. She's from South Africa. And that was my first exposure to anybody from that country. And I learned a lot from Joan, especially how Afrikaans and English sound super similar. Whoville. Welcome, listener or listeners from South Africa. Welcome to the party that is Swift and Swigs podcast. We're happy you're here.
Welcome.
Rachel, do we talk about Brazil?
We have to talk about Brazil.
Okay. What? It shouldn't be. I mean, it is a sad situation. I don't want it to be a sad situation, but it is. And there's a lot of happiness that happened from Taylor performing in Rio. I'm sure she brought so much joy to countless fans. But there was a.
I might go as far as say it was beautiful, tragic. I mean, it was just.
It was sad and beautiful and tragic. Yeah. Absolutely. So, yes, I think we should just acknowledge that. Our hearts go out to the family and friends, the loved ones of the young woman who lost her life at the show. Because of issues with the weather, the extreme heat that was happening in Rio, lack of availability to water and ventilation in the stadium. There was some serious issues with that. And, you know, our hearts go out to Anna and her family and all of the fans that, you know, were also struggling with that experience in that stadium all weekend long. So, yeah. And then, of course, Taylor, you know, you could just see it too. You know, the comments that she gave and then the performance that she gave, you could just see how heavy that was for Taylor as well. And, you know, I can only imagine what that was like for her. And our hearts go out And that's what I wanted to say. So,
yeah, I was really broken up about it because this seems kind of silly, but I think it's got to be especially hard for the performers. Not more hard, not, you know, obviously to lose a loved one is even more tragic, but it is a hard, and I think it's important to note that it would be, it has to be very challenging to get back onto that stage and know that even without like, whether or not like without blaming, pointing fingers or blaming, I mean, you know, the situation happened, but to know that, to carry that in your heart and also knowing who Taylor Swift is and like, she feels very mm-hmm. big. And I just was like really heartbroken for her and her to have to make the decisions that she made moving forward. That had to be really a struggle.
And Taylor is one to ensure that the fan, that the show must go on for the sake of her fans. And that she did. She continued to perform the rest of the weekend, albeit with maybe a heavy heart for sure. We certainly saw that in her performance of Bigger Than the Whole Sky,
which
I never assumed that she would ever sing that song live, since it has such a heavy tone to it, and it seems deeply sad and personal for Taylor. But I think it was a beautiful way to, in Taylor's way, pay tribute without saying too much. Because, yeah, I mean, it's difficult for someone like Taylor. She's damned if she does, damned if she doesn't say this or say doesn't say that. And what she's best known for doing is putting her emotions and sending messages through her songs. And that's what I think that's what she did on that performance.
Yeah, I thought that was the perfect way to speak mm-hmm. for her fans and to love her fans and to show her heart as best she could.
Mm-hmm.
And while also like taking care of her people and her fans. I mean, she really had to make a lot of different decisions about like who to care for in each moment. And I just thought, you're exactly right. Like, this is how she communicates to us and to the world. Like, this is what matters to me. And in that moment, that was saying, like, you are bigger than this whole beautiful sky here. Like,
I've got goosebumps. You know,
and it's also just an example of, I mean, there's a lot of heaviness going on. I mean, we don't bring it up a lot on this podcast because that's not what this podcast is for. In fact, this podcast is almost as a light to put out into the world that we so desperately need. And especially during this time of the year when people do get kind of depressed. I mean, 'tis the damn season. We're about to talk about it. We're about to talk about a song that is beautiful and sad and all of the things. And I'm so proud of Taylor for being able to move on and to give us both, to give us that beautiful story and that beautiful tribute and then show us how to move on.
Yes,
in the next,
indeed.
And like, what's next?
And speaking of, boy, did she move on with her last performance in Rio.
Word!
She didn't move on in an emotional sense, but you know, she definitely brought a little bit of more fun loving joy to that show. She finally performed a song that I've just been like waiting for, and the surprise song. I think everybody was just wondering when. If and when, and crossing their fingers that it wasn't going to be their show, the song Me. So funny. I mean, everybody.
I don't know. I would have loved that. Can you imagine?
We've talked about this. We would love, that would have been a really fun experience. I'm sure everybody had a blast hearing it, but like, it's sort of like a Swiftie joke that it's her worst song, and everyone's like, just I'll take any song but that one for my surprise song moment. But not, I mean, it's such a fun song. I was actually thinking before last night, so you know, we're recording this the day after, that song would be a really great performance if she had done it sort of sad, like on the piano, but like a beautiful piano acoustic version of Me is like what I've been wanting this whole time. Me,
really cool.
You like it?
Yeah.
But no, Taylor did it on guitar and it was a blast. And I'm really happy. So it goes. She is knocking out all the Reputation songs on these surprise songs moments.
Sam, I mean, I know you've made a prediction that you don't think Reputation is coming until February. And maybe it still isn't. Mm-hmm. But there is only one song left on Reputation.
That's right.
To be played.
That's right.
And this is when 1989 was announced.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I am aware of the implications.
Really? Do you watch the internet?
I watch the internet.
Do you listen to the ticker tappers?
I heard of the internet. Okay. Yeah. I think Reputation is certainly lurking. I still don't know when. I do believe she's going to be strategic about when it will be announced, when it will be released, and time will do tell.
Okay, refresh my memory. Do we have more shows before the holidays or are we on a break?
This episode comes out the weekend after her last performance, which is in Sao Paulo, Brazil. And then there's a break until February. February.
Interesting.
Suspicious indeed. So yes, as of the time of this recording, she's got one last stint of a performance tour weekend in Sao Paulo, Brazil. And then our girl is going to go home and bake some cookies. Oh, what is that you say?
Oh.
Cookies? Oh, what is this
Maybe
I have
some
here?
Chai cookies?
Yes, Rachel, I've got the Taylor Swift cookies.
Yum.
Have you ever made these?
I did. I made these last year for the Midnight's Week, and then you just reminded me. I forgot all about them.
Oh, my God. They are so good. Thank you to my friend Allie. I've given her so many shout-outs on this podcast. I'm currently in her house right now. She made these delicious cookies for me, and I feel like I'm in Taylor Swift's kitchen as I'm eating these, and boy, am I a lucky son of a bitch. So good. If you're not familiar,
so good.
Taylor Swift like posted this recipe years ago. Right, these are her favorite cookies that she likes to make this time of year, which is the damn season. They're like sugar cookies with like chai seasonings in them and a nice little dressing on them. And boy, oh boy. I know you hate it when people like chew into the microphone.
I was just going to say, you're doing that thing that I really hate.
I can't help it.
Which is like eating and talking on a podcast.
Ugh. You and I are opposite on that. I love that sound quality of like a mouth chewing.
Oh my God.
Okay. We're grossing her out, peeps.
Oh.
I don't have anything else to say.
The only thing I wanted to say, this was just like a cute little thing, was that I have had fun with this new time zone of a performance, the Eras Tour, because Caroline got to watch for the first time on a live TikTok.
Fun!
Yeah, this was actually like, I guess it was probably a couple weekends ago. I didn't mention it. But it is kind of fun. And then even in February, like we're moving in towards like afternoon, like
it's delightful.
Check-ins of surprise songs. This is gonna be so fun.
Live streaming as we're like making our afternoon tea or sipping on an afternoon cocktail.
Yeah, and then go to bed at 8. Like this is great.
It's amazing. I'm not sure like when she's in Asia next year, and like Australia. I haven't figured out like the time zone yet. I'm not like anticipating it that much. I know Testier on TikTok like has it all mapped out. The times.
Oh yeah,
every
I
show will start,
saved that
smart
image so that I could check in on it.
Yeah, we'll have to link to that in our show notes. Speaking of show notes, Rachel has finished our show notes. We are up to date. I keep getting asked, pat your back, Rach. Keep getting asked, what are the recipes for those cocktails? Because I don't always include the recipes on the TikTok and Instagram videos. Sometimes I just like to leave a little bit of mystery. But you can always check our recipes for the cocktails on our show notes at swiftandswigspod.substack.com. Don't forget about it. And yeah, Rachel, you're doing great work all over there. So thanks.
You're welcome.
She's speechless.
Speechless. Okay. No, I'm just excited to get into the song.
Let's do it. Okay. So, you know, first and foremost, we're doing good. We're on some new shit.
I'm doing good. I'm on some new shit.
Rachel, what new music are you listening to this week?
I have already busted into Christmas music.
Oh my
and
gosh.
Seeing as this podcast comes out during the holiday season, and the song itself is a fantastic holiday song, I'm giving us a fun favorite Christmas album that I started listening to actually last year.
Okay.
We're listening to some Sia Holiday.
Sia Christmas? I didn't know that existed.
Oh my goodness. They are fun. They are poppy. These are not remakes. These are original songs.
Love that.
That are ridiculous and delightful. Mm. I'm going to give you a song that's called Ho, Ho, Ho.
Oh, you would.
Ho, 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 bring a bottle of rum. Ho, 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 cream and whiskey bourbon. Ho, 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 bring a bottle of
rum. Ho, 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 do, 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 do.
Okay. Oh. Is it like a hoedown?
It doesn't.
Is that,
no.
Is she bringing the hoe and hoedown?
she's talking about Santa, okay?
I'm sure
and
she is.
And it's great.
Rachel,
and
that
fun.
Hat cannot fit over
the
your
Santa hat
headphones.
Does not want to stay over the headphones. All right, no. Sorry. I'm ruining it. But it's a super blasty blast of a song, but there's also some sad songs about like snowflakes disappearing and like, it's just great. Just go. There's two of them. There's two Christmas albums. Make yourself a playlist.
Oh my gosh.
Get yourself, make some,
I love
some chai, some
a
chai
pop
cookies.
Christmas album. I'm going to do that.
I know. All right. So there's my new shit. How about you, sir?
Okay. My new shit is also kind of sad. I've been wanting to talk about this artist for a long time, and I'm finally using this episode as that opportunity because the song we're discussing is a little bit sad. I'm going to talk about Sufjan Stevens for a little bit here.
Oh.
So Sufjan put out an album back in September that I've only kind of recently started listening to. It's called Javelin. Do you listen to Sufjan Stevens, Rach?
I literally just started listening to it this week. I mean, I listened to Sufjan forever.
Okay.
But I literally this just album. Pulled up Illinois, actually.
Come on, Feel the Illinois is such a classic.
Christmas, by the way, is fantastic with Sufjan.
Totally. He's folky. He's got that like banjo stringy quality to him. His lyrics are pure poetry. His voice is that of an angel. The thing with Sufjan is some news has sort of come out recently that he has come out, as in he's, but it's in a sad way because, and I think there has been a little bit of speculation about his sexuality, not in like a pop culture sense, but like true fans do wonder. And he's never really talked about that before, not that he needs to, but unfortunately his partner, I don't think they were married, he called him his partner, just died, and Sufjan was naturally crushed, and you know, claims that this man was like the love of his life, and now we have this album, and it's very sad, but it's rich in terms of its emotion. And the album is called Javelin. The third track is called Will Anybody Ever Love Me? And I mean, that in and of itself.
Will anybody ever love me? And every season, pledge allegiance to my heart. Pledge allegiance to my burning heart.
But the other thing too is he's also come out recently talking about a very intense like health issue that he has going on. I just feel like Sufjan is just can't catch a break, and I feel so sad for him. But I love his music, and so I really wanted to plug him on this podcast today. Yeah, so that's our new shit, Rachel. We're going to do a song today that I chose. No, sorry, you chose this. My bad. But if you hadn't, I would have chosen this because it fits with the timeline of where we are right now. And it is by far one of my absolute favorite Taylor Swift songs. It's top three off of Evermore for me. Rachel, which song is that?
Tis the Damn Season.
Write this down.
So we could call it even. You could call me babe for the weekend. Tis the damn season, write this down. I'm staying at my parents' house. And the road not taking looks real good now. And it always leads to you and my home.
Rachel, why did you choose this song? What's going on in your brain?
Well, I am getting excited to start listening to Christmas music. Evermore, I've said it before and I will say it again, Evermore is a Christmas album. It is a holiday season album, and I go back and forth with all of my different albums, but I am right back in there with Evermore, and it feels so good. We did Champagne Problems last week. We've done Evermore itself, the song, way back when with our Aunt Trish, which would be an excellent return after listening.
Hi, Aunt Trish.
Yeah. But it is such a lovely song that is beautifully stunning. It's nostalgic. You often see it described as nostalgic, and it's really hard to describe that, but that's exactly what it is. Like, it feels like an old timey song about actually – it feels like a song that is reminiscent without an experience that I've ever had. You know,
I was going to say it's somewhat relatable, even though I've not really had this experience at all. But we can all relate to what the narrator is sort of like singing about when it all involves coming to your hometown and seeing people that you used to know there. I feel like that is just a very relatable thing. And reminiscence. So
well, there's so much more to say that we will get into when we break down this song.
Yeah,
I think to do that, we should pair that breakdown with a good old fashioned Christmas "Tis the Damn Season" cocktail.
Okay, is it an old fashioned? You said it.
It's not actually. That would have been cute. Should I just go first?
Yeah, go first.
Might involve some presentation. Okay.
Look at that. There's a damn ornament in your damn glass.
This is a cocktail that is just so cheesy Christmas, and everyone will love it. Like, oh my gosh, you had just handed me a martini glass with an ornament of cocktail. Like, who doesn't want an ornament of cocktail? Okay.
I want an ornament of cocktail.
In this martini glass, I put frozen cranberries, rosemary, and just a little spray of edible glitter, okay?
Wow, it's been a while since we've brought the edible glitter in. I didn't think it would be around for Tis the Damn Season.
It is. We got some sparkle, okay? Mm-hmm. So we're calling this cocktail, you can call me parentheses Santa, parentheses babe for the weekend. Let me just say
Santa
that again.
Santa babe?
You can call me Santa babe for the weekend, okay? Because this is giving Santa baby Christmas party, and all of a sudden we're toning it down with some just like moody Christmas music, and I'm here for it. Okay, but what's in the glass ornament, you ask? I shall tell you. It is some cranberry juice. It is some rosemary simple syrup. It is some bourbon, but you could also use gin. You could use tequila. You could go basic and use vodka. Everybody knows how we feel about that. Whatever is your spirit of choice, it goes well with these flavors altogether. Then I added a touch of my cardamom bitters. It's like a homemade tincture that I made. And I used it in my cardigan cocktail.
That's right.
Okay. So... and it is, that is giving some just like, what is that? It tastes like Christmas and you're not really sure. Anyway, your guests get this, they pour it in and it's glittery.
Wow.
It's just pretty, okay?
Please tell me you filmed this.
I'm going to film it when I have my Christmas tree up so that I can have like pretty Christmas lights in the background and all that. So no, this is the first live moment.
Okay.
But it is just the kind of drink you want to sip when just for the weekend you want to feel cozy and warm.
Cheers. Cheers. Looks delicious. That was fun. That's a fun one. Santa Baby. Oh my God. What a song. What a song. Not the song we're doing today.
No, it is not. Santa Baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Cheers.
Okay, I am bringing you a cocktail that I am calling the Warmest Bed.
Ooh.
This cocktail is a cocktail that I would drink at my parents' house, which would be a brandy old-fashioned, of course. Okay. That is what we drink at our parents' house, Rachel. But I turned it into sort of like a hot toddy.
Oh, my gracious. This is brilliant.
Because that, you know, this song is about like feeling warmth and cozy with somebody that's nostalgic that you feel in your hometown. And so what I did is I made a brandy old fashioned with none other than the Snitching Lady Distillery's grape brandy, one of my absolute favorite spirits that we make. But I, instead of just a little bit of sugar, which is what you would normally do, I made a cinnamon simple syrup, and that is the warm spice that is sweetening this brandy drink. And then I used some orange bitters as well. Of course, I topped that with hot water, and I am sipping it oh so delicately because it is a hot yet boozy and delicious beverage that makes me feel warm. I don't want to leave this warmest bed. I really don't.
You sound like Delicious Dish right now.
Oh, you've talked about Delicious Dish on this podcast before. I still have not listened to that.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm linking it in the show notes.
Hello, I'm Margaret Jo McCullen.
And I'm Terry Rialto.
And you're listening to The Delicious Dish on National Public Radio.
You know what? Hot toddies do not get enough press, okay? They need a better PR agent, okay? Where's Tree Pain for the hot toddies? Because because they are fantastic.
They need good representation. Rachel, we can start that. We will.
Okay.
Have you done a hot toddy on the podcast? Have you done a hot cocktail yet on the pod?
I did with a tea, a Taylor Tea Time, I think. But otherwise, no. So stay tuned because
okay.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Okay.
Amazing. Well, let's cheers. Clink,
cheers.
Clink.
Clink, clink.
And then let's get into this episode. Rachel, we will be dissecting the spirit of this song, the musical mixology of the song, and then the Taylor with the twist, the lyrics of this song. Since this was your song choice of the week, why don't you fill us in on the spirit of Tis the Damn Season?
This is essentially the song about a narrator. I'm going to call her a girl because Taylor is singing, which doesn't necessarily mean.
I'm going to stop you right there. Can we just call her Dorothea?
Well, yes, I was going to get there, but sure.
I figured you were going to get there, but.
You might as well skip to it. Okay, so there's another song in Evermore, if this is a new listen for you. It's called Dorothea.
Hey, Dorothea, do you ever stop and think about me? When we were younger.
Taylor Swift has already told us that this is the storyline, that these Dorothea and Tis the Damn Season are sister songs, if you will. They are two blue flames, bruise, twin flames.
Twin flames, blue, bruise, paint me, all colors I haven't seen since Illicit Affairs of the Cruel Summer.
Something like that. Okay.
And did the twin flame bruise paint you blue?
So these are two paired songs. And that is to say that Dorothea is a song sung about a girl, Dorothea, who moves away to LA to become famous. And this hometown person, you know, still loves her and misses her and will be there for her. Tis the Damn Season is Dorothea coming back home, you know, at Christmas time, presumably, perhaps Thanksgiving, whatever, a holiday season, comes back to her hometown and is rekindling a relationship with an old flame, but it's complicated, okay? Because she says it's just for the weekend.
You could call me babe for the weekend.
And she's trying to play it cool, but, you know, inside she knows that this is the best love she's ever had. And so it's happy and it's sad and it's warm and it's cold and it's just a lovely, lovely song.
And it very shortly follows the song we discussed last week, which is another fictional story that Taylor is putting herself in a fictional character. But that's like very much heartbroken and sad and like, I mean, just listen to the episode, you'll hear it all. But then this song, two tracks later on the album, similar, like this fictitious story that the narrator is telling about being lovelorn, maybe, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yes. And, vocabulary word of the week.
Oh, of the month, because mm-hmm. we discussed that a few episodes ago.
That was a couple episodes.
So, yeah, just another wonderful way that Taylor Swift tells a story in the form of a song. And
I find this song to be such an interesting one because, for one, she wrote it drunk after, after the first day of rehearsal for the Folklore Long Pond studio session recordings.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And she was woke up in the middle of the night because we all know Taylor loves her middle of the night writing sessions. She was drunk, wrote the song, sang it for Aaron Dessner in the morning. I'm assuming Aaron Dessner had already given her the musical track, which he said was lovely in and of itself, could have just been without lyrics. And then Taylor just found the right story that blew him away.
Aaron Dessner has commented on this song a number of times, which makes me think and assume that this is Aaron's favorite.
I believe it is. I almost believe he said it is, maybe? Or at least the one that he was the most looking forward to.
Yeah, he certainly implied it. And it's one of my favorites. I'm really excited to get into this because it's like sonically, it's beautiful. Lyrically, like it's just, it's so, like you said, nostalgic, and you just have to feel it. And it's, I love it. I'm obsessed with the song.
I still think it's important to know, like, when, like, put into context when we first received this song. It was 2020 pandemic. Like we are getting this during another surprise drop during the holiday season. And at a time when a lot of people were pretty sad, like that was a pretty depressing holiday season for many because we were likely separated from those that we typically spend time with. And there was a lot of confusion and just like there was a lot of stress going on
truly
at that time. And it dropped this song that is both sad and beautiful with just like nostalgic lyrics, which already pulls at your heartstrings. So it was just absolutely brilliant. And it also reminded me why I loved Evermore as an album as a whole because of the incredible stories she told. And Sam, I had forgotten about the introduction to Evermore that she wrote.
I don't recall.
Well, I'll link it in the show notes, but it's like this beautiful way of how she introduced. There are 17 stories on this album. And that's when she first introduced stories of a love that moves away and then comes back. And like, this is how we learned that Dorothea and 'Tis the Damned Season were connected. But there's some like other stories of how she lays it out. And it just reminded me how incredibly artistically, like what a genius this was for us to receive stories to escape in the middle of a pandemic time when we were pretty sad.
Mm. She knew exactly what we needed. And she needed this for herself too.
I think so.
So, all right. Well, that's the spirit. Shall we get into the musical mixology of the song?
Please.
The sounds that we're hearing, the music behind it. You mentioned this, but Aaron Dessner wrote the track. He wrote the music, the instrumentation, And then Taylor penned the lyrics to it. I love so very much the electric guitar that we get in this song. We don't get a lot of that in Folklore and Evermore. It's a lot of the acoustic string noises. This, however, is quite the exception. It is a smooth electric guitar, almost like Style, just without the backing production.
Oh, yeah.
And the music is subdued in this song. But it does build and it swells. We've talked about this a lot. It swells as the song goes on. There's like some orchestration in there.
But if it's okay with you, it's okay with me.
But she, her singing, her vocals are almost like whispering in a way. She sings so soft and, you know, I think during the chorus, she gets a little bit louder. Her range is really impressive in this. She goes high, she goes low.
To leave the warmest bed I've ever known. We could call it even.
And I go high with her, baby, because this song just moves me. It definitely moves me.
I think the moving part is really important. I notice right away the song is a driving song for me. I've mentioned songs that just sound like you want to get in a car and drive.
Well, she sings about that in the song too.
She does. And I'm going to bring that up a little bit later about the significance of a car. But the sound quality itself before she even starts singing is giving a holiday movie that I want to watch. Okay. Like it's giving like arriving into a town. She's driving. The window is kind of foggy. It's like small town, old Christmas decorations.
It's very Hallmark.
And
it's very Lifetime.
Yes. This is the Lifetime movie I'm making. And it's like this is her driving in. And you could just like hear it. Then later, when she's singing, like the chorus, you get the same voice but in two different octaves, like simultaneously. So it's not harmony. It's literally the exact same note, just different octaves. One is high, one is low.
Time flies, the sea is the moon on your truck tires. Now I'm missing your smile, hear me, yeah.
And it, to me, it reminds me of these two competing feelings that she's having. In her head of like one that want like that's dreading this damn season in this hometown that it haunts her, and then one that just wants to stay there and the magic with this love forever. And like I think it's just so interesting how they use those exact same note but just different octaves.
Absolutely. I also just love how in the end of the bridge when she sings "I'll be yours for the weekend, 'tis the damn season," her voice sounds really emotional in that.
Yes.
And I'll be yours for the weekend. 'Tis the damn season.
And that emotion that comes through right before that last chorus. Oh, so good. But those are the notes I have for musical mixology. I am really ready to get into these lyrics if you are too, Rach.
I am, Sam. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay, so 'tis the damn season. She don't curse in this title.
Yes.
She done did it.
It's the first time that she's had a cuss, a swear, in a song title.
In a song title. Okay. I was going to say she's definitely cursed before this, but.
Right. But in a song title.
What else we got? Vigilante shit, right?
Yeah. And slut, apparently, according to Echo. Totally.
So we start the song off with, if I wanted to know who you were hanging with while I was gone, I would have asked you. Whoa. Okay. Damn, she's starting off sassy a little bit in this.
Super sassy. Super bitter. Just.
Speaking of bitter, my bitters in this cocktail. Cheers. Makes me want to drink right now. A little bit bitter. So, yeah. I mean, is that really, like, is she bitter in the song? Like, is that, you know, is that the theme that she's about to paint with this?
I think that's the theme that she wants him.
I think
she's
you're right.
Leading.
Yeah.
That's what she's leading with. Mm-hmm. She's leading with cold. She's leading with boundary. This is how she's protecting herself because, as we'll find out later, like, she could stay in the warm bed forever if she could. She would stay if she could.
No, but she's got to play it cool because she can't. This is probably not good timing for her. She's got this career. We're going to learn about this later. But she's got a career in L.A. We're definitely not in L.A. in this hometown. It's cold. Wherever this hometown is, it's cold. In fact, she sings, it's the kind of cold fogs up windshield glass. Rachel's giving me the stop motion. She needs to stop right there.
Sam.
Rachel.
This is so good.
It's so good.
And here's why. So a window will fog when it's cold outside.
Mm-hmm.
But it's warm inside.
Absolutely, it will.
So here is where she says what that bitterness is.
Mm.
If I wanted to know who you were hanging with, I would have asked you. It's the kind of cold. She's describing that. Whatever I just said is the kind of cold that fogs up windshield glass. Because inside her heart, she has to be cold on the outside because inside her heart, she has a lot of warmth for this guy.
Uh-huh.
And so that's what's happening right away.
Mm.
This is why I'm obsessed with that line. Like, it's like, I mean, I literally wrote WTF.
WTF, Taylor. What the
Wow, that's freak. Fantastic.
Oh, wow, that's fantastic. Around my parts, we say welcome to Fair Play. When something's super weird, we go WTF. That just means welcome to Fair Play.
That's hysterical.
It's the kind of cold that fogs up windshield glass. That just paints this like image. It's symbolism. It's metaphorical. Of course, Taylor wrote that line.
Duh.
Yeah. Now she sings, but I felt it when I passed you, which to me implies that she's back in her hometown and then they like passed each other at first. And maybe a glance was given, but not a warm embrace. She felt that cold when they passed each other in her hometown. I felt it when I passed you.
I almost wondered, is it like did she pass by in her car?
Mm-hmm.
Like, she doesn't even need to have. And I wondered if the it is actually like going back to if I wanted to know who you were hanging with, I would have asked you. If the it is going back to that moment, like, he didn't even need to say anything because she could feel it when she passed him. She could feel, which is the next line, there's an ache in you put there by the ache in me. I actually think that's the it. Like, I could feel it when I passed you. There is an ache in you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Put there by an ache in me.
Yeah. But really, if you break that down, there's an ache in you put there by the ache that's also in me. Like, is that just like the distance? The ache in both of them is the same thing, essentially?
No. So I think, you know, hurt people is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, she hurt him. She put that in him. That ache by breaking his heart,
right?
Because she was heartbroken and or whatever,
yeah.
Like couldn't stay in this hometown
right.
anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and we'll find out later, like that there's a like a really bad taste that this hometown has, and whatever it is, like there's like a draw and yet a like get away from me kind of experience, and just that is gotta be so like just so beautifully sad. Like and we talked a lot about how she doesn't always necessarily for a while admit the ways that she's taken responsibility in these relationships that fail.
Yeah.
And this is such an amazing way of her just like claiming like I did that to you.
Yeah.
I know I recognize I did that to you, whether or not I mean, it's validated or not, like I needed to go, but I put that ache in you. Yeah. I'm taking responsibility for that.
Wow. Yeah. This whole first verse is the sadness.
Yes.
Like this song, there is a theme of sadness, but there's also comfort. There's a theme of comfort in as well.
Yes.
And that's like yes. kind of the opposite of sadness.
Or what we do, what sometimes brings us to comfort. Like heartache can sometimes, like it gets so that it can sometimes just like push us to seek comfort. And sometimes that's a hometown. Sometimes mm-hmm. that's the holiday season. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's just the warmth of familiarity.
Mm-hmm. You know, and maybe in a way, maybe. That's almost like a drug. I feel like she's not destined to follow through on this hometown love since she has this other life that she's trying to live. And so in a way, it's almost like, you're falling into a bad habit. She's falling into a bad habit by revisiting this thing from her past. And that's not always good for growth, I don't think.
It isn't, but I also sometimes think for whatever reason, something brought her home.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what that is. But
I mean, family, I would imagine. She's staying at her parents' house. Christmas.
Yes, but... something brought her the need to go seek him out again.
Yeah.
You know, and it, maybe she was sad. Maybe, oh, we'll get into this later. Like maybe it's just like, it's hard. It's hard to be in LA and to be, not have real friends. Yeah. And sometimes you just want to be known. Like you just want to be near the people that you are known and loved, even if it's just for a weekend.
Oh, that's
it's just enough.
That brings me to Dorothea. When the character sings, and if you're ever tired of being known for who you know, yes. you'll always know me.
Know me.
Mm-hmm.
That's... we're not talking about Dorothea, but we are. Oh, yeah. Right. It's so important to bring that in
mm-hmm.
because yes, like for whatever reason, like she's just was over it. Like she had a bad week or a bad month or whatever. It's just been really hard. And she's just seeking love and familiarity.
Yeah.
And I think we do that with our family. Like we come home too sometimes to our family, but we're not going to stay. We don't always stay. But sometimes you just need that touch point.
Okay. Well,
okay.
Before we get into this chorus, the last couple yes. of lines of this first verse. But if it's all the same to you, it's the same to me.
Yeah. Help.
Okay. I'm just assuming that means like, if you're good with it, I'm good with it. And that's where, you know, if it's all the same to you, like if there's no issue here, like there is where she's acknowledging that there's like a little bit of coldness. There's been some distance. There's been an ache both in you and in me. But hey, if you're OK with it, if it's all the same to you, then I am too. And
OK,
in that case,
that's weird. Like later on, she says like, if it's okay with you, it's okay with
right.
me. That makes sense.
Yeah. I think it's the same
but
way.
But if it's the – it is it? Okay.
Or it's just
that's just, like, not a phrase that I use. It's the same with you. It's, like
– it's all the same means it doesn't matter to me. It's all the same. You know?
Okay.
There's no difference.
I wondered if she's saying, like eventually, once they kind of worked through the cold, that, like, the love is the same. That it was when she came back. Like if he's finally like at first he was like, didn't acknowledge her when she passed, she felt the coldness, but now she's like, okay, but if it's the same to you,
like if you feel the same as you used to,
if you feel the same as you used to, then
yeah. So we get into the chorus. So we could call it even, you could call me babe for the weekend. This is the last time you'll ever call me babe, babe, babe. Rachel's taking a swig. She can't even with me.
I can't even with you.
But we could call it even.
So we could call it even. So is she saying like, okay, he was with someone that she didn't want to talk about. And she admits that they both hurt each other. And so like, okay, we'll call it even. Like,
yeah, so we could call it even. Like, let's just wipe the slate clean.
Yeah.
Kind of start over. You could call me babe for the weekend. Just the weekend.
Well, and this is her putting her guard back up again.
Mm-hmm.
like the a little bit of coldness. Like you can call me babe for the weekend.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's sort of rude. Like I feel like she's like
oh yeah
really toying oh, yeah. with him, and yes. because this is what she wants and what she needs, it's almost like she's not really acknowledging how his heart must be feeling, like. Yeah. Like I would assume, and we get this later in Dorothea when he sings about her, that like he, like her coming back to him just when she's in town, like her kind of getting her fix and getting that, using that drug, if you will, is really kind of detrimental to him. But this is just what she needs, you know? I'm starting to not like Dorothea as much now that I really think about this. But I do feel for her.
The song itself or the person?
Okay. That person.
Yeah. That person. Okay, so 'tis the damn season, which again, I just think is such a great phrase. Mm-hmm. I just really love it. And because it's like, 'tis the season. Okay, like 'tis the season. La, la, la.
'Tis the season to be jolly is like the common phrase.
Yeah, right. Or like, this is what jolly. We do during this season. And it's just like, 'tis this damn effing season, yeah. if she will, you know, like
yeah,
this does it to me every time. Yes. And we can all relate to that. Like mm-hmm. this damn season that makes me want nostalgia and I don't want to. I want to move on or totally. I can't or I'm sad or whatever.
Finally, somebody is calling it out for what it is. It is a damn season. Yeah. Yes, there is a lot of jolly and happy moments, but there is a lot of heartfelt hardships that happen during this holiday season. So it's a damn season. Damn this season.
And she's also here just being like, whatever, just the damn season. Like, kind of like trying to play it cool, trying to be low key. Mm-hmm. And she says, write this down. And
what are your thoughts on that? That is such an interesting line.
It is. So I immediately thought of the George Strait song, which is Write This Down. And I don't know if you know that song.
I don't think I do.
Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down.
You know Taylor does, because this is the kind of music she was listening to when she was a teen. Mm-hmm. So it's a song about telling somebody as they're about to walk out the door that you love them and that you like maybe weren't good enough about telling them. Mm-hmm. But like, remember this, write this down. That's an interesting tie. I also think this is her like saying, remember, it's just the weekend.
Right.
'Tis the damn season. Write this down. I remember why I said this.
Yeah.
It's just for the weekend.
Yeah.
And then almost like protecting herself. Like, don't let me get too tied up with you. Write this down. It's just for the weekend.
That's totally. And she lays it out in the following lines. Like, I'm staying at my parents' house. This is where I'm going to be. Make note of this because we only have this weekend. Like, I'm going to give it to you for this weekend, right?
Yes.
You know how we said that Taylor was drunk when she wrote this? What if that was like her drunken thought where she like really liked the line, 'tis the damn season. And in her head, she was like, oh, write this down. Write this down, Taylor. Like, this one's good. And then she kind of kept it in there.
I like that so much.
I like that so much.
That is like my favorite. Oh, drunk Taylor, like, that's so good. Oh my God, that's so good. Aaron's gonna love that one. Write that down. Okay.
I am staying at my parents' house. Cheers, Rachel, because this cocktail reminds me of staying at my parents' house.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to have that at our parents' house when we go. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, I'm staying at my parents' house, and the road not taken looks real good now. Mm. Good line.
Brought in some Robert Frost.
Mm-hmm.
And this is clearly like talks about how she chose a different path.
Yeah, she did. She left
and
her hometown.
There's some regret there.
You know, we get this later on too. Like, he watched her leave. He was not the road that she chose, and that road not taken. Ooh, right now it looks really
real good.
Good
now. Mm-hmm. See, I love like both 'tis the damn season and looks real good now. I love the just casualness of those phrases.
It really is casual.
Our mother is going to hate it because it's not proper English, mm-hmm. but it's beautiful. Well, like you can hear her saying it to her friends.
Looks real good now. And you kind of hear a little country in there. Looks real good. Mm-hmm. And it always leads to you in my hometown. It's great because it links that imagery of the road not taken, that road that she didn't take. is actually into her hometown. And Rachel, we've talked about the concept of singing about home, not only as a literal place where you live, but the warmth in your heart that it is to be in love with somebody is also your home. And to her, not only is her hometown where she's from, but he is her hometown. Like he is what makes her feel like home. That road not taken leads right into that hometown. It always leads to you.
It's interesting because I'm getting a lot of vibes that the hometown is not safe for her. But he is safe. Like the you in my hometown is the complicated part. Because the road led to him, she could have him and live her life. But it's always him in her hometown. And that's the part that's complicated. And I think that's why they can't work, because she doesn't want to be in the hometown. She doesn't want to live this small town life. She wants to get out of the small town. She has bigger dreams. She wants to, you know, make a name. Okay, so that was our chorus. The next verse, I parked my car right between the Methodist and the school that used to be ours. Which, first of all, the school where Taylor went to high school has a Methodist church across the street. So it's really interesting how she just brings in something that's really familiar and that people know or could find out, could easily find out, right? What I did love about this line and the school that used to be ours was that I thought immediately of Champagne Problems.
Oh, and don't think we'll say that word again.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that word we decided was ours. And I think that this is very significant here. The school used to be ours.
Yeah.
Like the ours is no longer.
Sure.
And she's making a point to say that. Here's the part where I think that the hometown is just uncomfortable for her. The holidays linger like bad perfume. Yeah. You can run, but only so far.
Yeah. Like she's getting this unpleasant smell, not literally, but
I think she gets reminded of why every time she comes back for the holidays, why she ran in the first place or why she tried to run.
Yeah.
But it like sticks with her.
What does it mean when she says I escaped it too? Like too as in like also. Like on top of all of that, I escaped it.
But that doesn't really make sense, does it? Because she's like, you can run but only so far. I escaped it too.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure what that
means. I'm not really sure.
I mean, this is very Dorothea right here. Like leaving.
Yeah.
And him watching her leave.
Remember how you watched me leave? Yeah. Remember that? Bucko, do you remember that?
But if it's okay with you, it's okay with me. So like, this is her, like she's doing this thing where she like,
she's doing this thing.
This is hard. And like, okay, but it's okay. If it's okay with you, it's okay with me. Like, oh,
she's going back and forth a lot.
She does that a lot.
She sure does. Doesn't she?
She's very complicated. I mean,
yeah.
Aren't we all? Like, that's the truth of it. We just all wrote one, like, note of a song, it wouldn't be the truth. We get another chorus again.
We get an add-on chorus this time. I love an add-on chorus. So basically she repeats the same chorus we got in the first time, and then she adds more to it that we didn't get the first round. So we could call it even, 'tis a damn season, staying at my parents' house, road not taken. And then she adds on to that by saying, time flies, messy as the mud on your truck tires. The mud on the truck tires, shit's messy. Yeah, just great imagery that she's painting. The time that's passing, it's all messy. Like the relationship that she's had, the life that she has been living, the longing for this person, the nostalgia that she feels in her hometown, whatever she's gone through in her hometown, whatever she's gone through with him, it's all messy. You know what else is messy? Messy, the mud on your truck tires. And she's remembering that. She can exactly picture what his truck looks like. Like it's all messy, just like that mud in your truck tires. And I think that's something that she's like almost appreciative of.
Well, there's a contrasting experience. Like time flies is something we say when you're just like enjoying your time and it's so beautiful and lovely. Like it just goes by in a flash. And messy is generally not great. Like, it's messy, it's complicated. And so we're getting these like contrasting experiences here that are her feelings. She's like, time flies, but it's messy. But you're right, the mud on your truck tires, that's nostalgia for her. I mean, she sings about trucks with all of these like old songs of hers about her hometown.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and then this next line really lays it out there. Mm. Now I'm missing your smile. Hear me out.
You know what that reminds me of?
What's that? Santa baby?
You belong with me. Smile that could light up this whole town.
You've got a smile that could light up this whole town. You know I haven't seen it in a while since she brought you down.
There are some, a lot of people, there's some handful of people who have connected that song to this. And I think it's similar because she's singing about a hometown boy. And this is like later on. Like if.
I mean, hell, you could connect this song to me. I promise that you'll never find another like me.
Me, Dorothy.
Oh, so good. Okay. Now I'm missing your smile. Hear me out. She's like proposing this thing here, right? We could just ride around. More car imagery, more truck imagery. We could just ride around. And it links to "and the road not taken." Like we could ride down that road not taken. So maybe we could literally go for a ride like we used to do. Or maybe that's just a figurative sense, like, let's ride down this road that I didn't take, which leads to you in my hometown. Incredible.
But she says we could just ride around. We're not going anywhere.
True.
We're not parking somewhere. We don't have a destination.
Mm, yeah. Because I still think she's, like, afraid to commit, you know?
Yes.
She doesn't want to be in her hometown, even though he's there. You can just ride around. Like, let's go have a little bit of fun.
It's musty. Let's get some mud on your tires.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just flirty. Like, she's just like, I can't.
But she's missing his smile. Like, she really wants it.
I know.
It's.
And then she's like, and dang, it looks real good now.
It looks real good. I'm like, telling you, it's a drug.
It always leads me to you and my hometown. Mm.
Bridge time. Okay. Bridge time.
We get a bridge. So beautiful.
This is not relatable in my experience coming to my parents' house in my hometown for the holidays.
No, certainly.
I do not sleep in half the day because dad's gosh darn coffee maker wakes me up every morning at 5:00 and I never fall back asleep.
I thought you were going to say your niece and nephew.
Yeah, I mean, my sisters have children that also run around at 5:05 in the morning. So I don't know what it's like to sleep in half the day. Also, my parents would not let me sleep in half the day. They would say, get your ass out of bed and come pull weeds in the garden if you're going to be here.
Tis the damn season. Get up.
Tis the damn season. Hang these Christmas lights up for us, please. Sleeping just the day, just
half
for
the day.
Old time's sake. Or half the day. I won't ask you to wait if you don't ask me to stay.
Oof.
Yeah.
So I'll go back to LA and the so-called friends who write books about me if I ever make it.
And the quote-unquote friends, the so-called friends who will write books about me if I ever make it.
This is her being, like, aloof again. Like, you don't have to. I'm not going to ask you to wait for me because I'm going. I'm going to LA.
But then she's acknowledging that where she's going to, she's not actually happy there. I mean, her
so-called
she's not. Friends.
She's bitter.
If I ever make it, like, I'm not even sure if I'm going to make it.
There's more bitterness there. Like, she's bitter all over. She's just like, I'm not going to stay.
Yeah.
I don't like those friends. I don't like LA, but I'm not going to stay. So don't do it. Don't do this to me. Don't make me stay because I think she knows what would happen if he did.
Yeah, and when she goes back to LA, she'll wonder about – this is a great line. I wonder about the only soul who can tell which smiles I'm faking, as in he's the only person who knows a true version of herself. Mm-hmm. And she's faking smiles. Like, that's her life in LA. She will be faking smiles. It's heartbreaking in a way.
Well, talk about heartbreaking.
Oh, literally.
And the heart I know I'm breaking is my own. To leave the warmest bed I've ever known.
I, I don't know if I can get through this without crying, because I was crying as I was writing this. The heart I know I'm breaking is my own. To leave the warmest bed I've ever known. Like, this is the killer. This is it right here. This is her saying, this is the best thing that's ever happened to me, and I am breaking my heart. I am the anti-hero. I am an idiot, and no one will ever love me because I don't love myself. I won't let myself be loved. I'm going away to all these people who hate me.
Wow.
I am breaking my own heart. It's my own damn fault.
She's leaving the warmest bed. Like, the warmest bed is a place you never want to get out of. And cheers to that. The warmest bed is my cocktail.
Cheers.
And just like, you know, in the terms of the music of this part of the song too, like the production kind of quiets down and she does this thing that we talk about. It's like she's repeating, we could call it even though I'm leaving. That's a new line.
Yeah.
I'll be yours.
She's like, wait. She's like, she just said that like beautiful line. My heart is breaking. You're the warmest bed. Even though I'm leaving, I'm still leaving. Don't stop me.
Yeah, yeah. I will be yours for the weekend. And then, yet again, God, tis the damn season.
Damn season. It does it to me every time.
I feel like what she's implying there is this happens year after year after year after year, too. Like, she always comes home. And the road always leads to him in her hometown. Yeah. Like, this isn't a one-off. Like, she will probably do this again next year. And she'll probably feel the same next year. And I feel like in Dorothea too, he's basically saying like, I'm always here for you. You know, I'm not going nowhere.
This was giving, I got to thinking a lot about driver's license.
Okay.
But today I drove through the suburbs crying because you weren't around.
And maybe it's because it has that same feeling of driving and like driving past a lover's house or like driving through an old town or through the suburbs and crying. And like, it makes me want to just go do that, like drive through my hometown and think about my love and then realize like, wait, I don't have an ex-boyfriend in my own hometown. So it's like, I don't know. That's what I mean about that like nostalgia. Like, you absolutely, utterly, you get that. And that I've never experienced it before.
Wow, that's the song.
That's a song. I mean, we get another,
you know,
chorus, the extended version. We get a repeat at the end of "It always leads to you in my hometown," and that, because that's like, that's the part that she's just like, ugh. It always leads to you.
Bravo, Tay Tay.
So beautiful. Cheers to that, Sam.
Cheers. We did it. We broke it down, and you only cried 4.5 times.
That's not too bad.
Not too bad.
All right. Sam, time flies messy as the mud on your Subaru.
Oh, gosh. How'd you know? It's actually completely filthy right now.
It's always muddy. Really is. It's very charming. I hate to leave the warmest podcast studio that I've ever known, but I think this is where our road ends. Now, don't ask me to wait for you to tell me what song we're doing, and I won't ask you to stay in our Evermore era for another week, even though I kind of want to because it's the ultimate Christmas album. But anyway, would you like to tell Swiggy's, but more importantly me, who needs to be prepared for next week, what are we discussing?
Absolutely, Rachel. I was back and forth between a couple of songs.
Okay.
One song we actually mentioned in this episode. And I'm like, I really want to do that song, but it's just not the right time for that. But the song that I am choosing is about timing. It is about the month that we're coming into.
Yes.
I mean, I feel like you know where I'm going with this. If I didn't take advantage of it, it would be a missed opportunity, because this episode is the first one as we go back to December, Rachel.
Yes, it is.
And that is, this is the first time I've chosen a song off of Speak Now. We have done several songs, but I've not chosen any of them.
You personally have never chosen a Speak Now song.
I never have.
Okay.
I never have.
Any. I'm so ready for this.
Oh, I figured you would.
Oh, our Taylor Lautner era.
I knew you would be.
Oh my gosh. I am so excited.
And it's sort of giving similar energy as 'Tis the Damn Season.
It kind of is.
So yet again, our songs are just like connecting to each other, even though we're skipping eras. Similar vibes here, Rachel. Yeah. So next week, will you go back to December with me?
Abso-freaking-lutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, Swiggies, if you think you're going to miss our smile in between episodes, hear us out. You could just ride around with us over on social media. What I'm trying to say is we ask for you to please give us a follow on our social media platforms. That would be Swift and Swix Podcast on TikTok and Instagram. You can like and subscribe to our podcast on Spotify. You can rate and review our podcast on Apple Music. If you write us a lovely and pleasant review, we will be so delighted to share it and read it online. You can also email us at swiftandswixpodcast@gmail.com. Requesting maybe songs you want to hear. Special shout out to our friend on TikTok, Rachel. Her name is Palma, and she loves her podcast and she loves her content, and she suggests that maybe we start breaking down songs after Taylor does a surprise song. We start doing cocktails to that. So if you guys want to hear some surprise song breakdowns, let us know. Thank you, Palma, for the suggestions. Everybody, keep it up. We want to hear from you. We love having you on a podcast. Rachel, I love having you on this podcast, too.
Same, bro. It always leads to you in our hometown, which eventually we will be.
Yes. I mean, very soon, Rachel, you and I will be together in our hometown recording some special episodes and content. So everybody stay tuned for that this holiday season.
This damn season.
Until then, clink, clink, cheers.
Clink, clink.
Santa baby, just sip a cocktail under my bar for me. It's been an awfully long week.